Oak, my boy, oak.
I'm about to say.
Freshly killed oak tree. This booger fall like hell, but we shot it to death.
It's a beautiful.
It's a beautiful booger. Well, the big mother. No, what else you want to know? Are there terms for rooms in the house? Well, a den you might could also call it that. It all depends. No, it's not. But it can't. It all depends on how you call it, whatever you call it. I guess you call it living room first. This room could qualify. No, this room would qualify only as a living room. The room where I have my books might be called a den if you wanted to. I feel like a den is usually the second. It's sort of a second living room, really. An alternate. It's the one where you sort of relax and enjoy yourself. The living room, I think, in the South tends to be, now that's just some cultural bullshit, but the South in the South, it tends to be more a stately, formal room.
Where you would entertain.
Where you would entertain, or where people would go if they want to feel uncomfortable. I don't really consider it to be a place to entertain.
Well, have you ever heard any terms for a living room that struck you as old-fashioned, antiquated?
Parlor.
Yeah.
Parlor is one of them. Sitting room.
Mm-hmm.
Visiting room. Reception area.
Would you call a room in your house a reception area?
Mm-hmm. I think that would be more to do with the Germans, though, because they were a little more formal than even the Edwardians were.
But all those terms that you mentioned
would perhaps lead to the same thing, yeah. Old-fashioned or new-fashioned, depending on how you want to look at it.
Since yeah. We're sitting here looking at the fireplace, tell me everything that you know about fireplaces in general.
How many days you got?
Well, you started off something.
Okay, well, that's cool and groovy. Okay. Fireplaces began, my boy. No, actually, I would say this is one of your more modern heat wasters. Not efficient. It's not good because it's too deep, it's wide in the front, it does not radiate the heat well, a lot of your heat does go right up the chimney, which makes it very stupid. But it's an interesting thing to have. I like it because it's just there, you can see the fire burn. I guess it brings out some of the primitive instincts in people.
What about the various parts of it?
Well, you have the, let's see. You have what is known as the throat, I believe that's right behind the, that's the part of the bricks, the structure that goes up to the flue, which goes on up the chimney. And the flue on this is too wide, it's too big of a flue. If it was a narrow flue, it'd be better.
Just exactly where does the flue start and where does the chimney begin?
The flue is actually sort of an opening more than anything else. It may be the first, say, the first foot of the chimney. And if it's sort of narrow, then you don't lose your heat quite as fast. There's not so much a large volume of hot air going up it. Of course, if it's too narrow, then what you end up with is a lot of smoke in your house. So every time you light the fire, you smoke yourself out.
We'll say that open area right in front of the fireplace, what do you call that? That extends out a little bit to the room.
I call it a slab of marble. What do you call it?
Have you ever heard it called by any other name?
I don't really know of any names offhand for it. I'm sure there's a technical name for it, and there's quite a lot of common names. But then I didn't come from a culture in which fireplaces were the norm, even though there is one in my parents' house. And we never sit down and have a round table discussion about the various parts of it.
Would you ever call a place like that a hearth?
A hearth, yeah. And, I don't know. It's just.
And what about say that most fireplaces have a place like that right above it where you can put
mantelpiece.